Maya.
And I'm Mandy.
And we want to welcome you to Girl Doll Talk. This is a show where fans of the American Girl Dolls come together to talk. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Mia, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you too, Krista.
If it is a new year, that means
ta-da!
There's a new American Girl Doll of the Year as well.
Yep. By now, most of you will have heard about Lainey, the 2010 Doll of the Year.
It was fun receiving the press packet from American Girl earlier this year.
Yeah, it was tough keeping a secret for so long.
Well, it's not a secret any longer. For this episode, we thought it would be fun to talk with an American Girl employee about the new Girl of the Year.
Yep, earlier this week, we talked with Stephanie Spanos, who is the Public Relations Manager at American Girl.
Let's listen to that interview now. Ms. Spanos, thank you for joining us today for the Girl Doll Talk podcast.
Happy to be here.
Could you tell us briefly how long you've worked for American Girl and what your job is?
Sure. I've worked at American Girl for, over 11 years now, which is surprising. It doesn't seem like that long. And I am the Public Relations Manager, so I help out at American Girl with making sure that everybody hears about our new products that we have coming out that includes media and ultimately making sure that all of our customers know about our new stuff.
That sounds like a great job. So let's get right to the big news. Who is the 2010 Girl of the Year and how would you describe her personality?
Okay, well, we're excited to announce our 2010 Girl of the Year. Her name is Lainey. And her story and kind of what she's all about, she's a really energetic and adventurous girl. And she discovers the wonders of the natural world right in her own backyard. So her story is about getting outside and exploring nature, no matter where you live.
What a pretty name. She sounds like a really fun girl. And she has a very cool story. You mentioned that Lainey loves being outside. The outdoors theme is really important to American Girl's design for Lainey, right?
Right, exactly. Basically, you know, with all of our Girl of the Year characters, a lot of them are a reflection of some of the issues that girls are facing today. And one of those concerns is the issue that a lot of kids today are growing up isolated from nature. The kids today spend less time playing outdoors than any previous generation. So when you think about your parents or my parents, you know, they spent a lot of time outside exploring their neighborhoods. And a lot of kids nowadays, they, because of necessity sometimes, they have to be on computers a lot inside doing their schoolwork, or they have, you know, they're watching TV or playing video games. And we kind of noticed that there's a trend where a lot of children today just aren't as connected with nature. So we're kind of hoping that Lainey will inspire girls and even boys to get outside and kind of see what's in their own backyard.
Cool. And in addition to the doll and her accessories, what else is being announced?
We're doing a lot of fun things. One of the things that we're really excited about that we haven't done before is we're doing, it's called Lainey's Backyard Photo Contest. So sometimes with our Girl of the Year, we've done essay contests, or last year we did a poster contest. This is the first time that we're doing a photo contest. So we're asking girls, no matter where you kind of live in the country, you would take photos of all different kinds of things in nature, and it's on our website, all of the details. But you would upload them to our website, and then if you get all of the things that we're asking you to find, it's kind of like a backyard, kind of like a scavenger contest with photos. You would be entered in to win either the grand prize collection as a Lainey product collection, the whole entire product collection, or then we also have 20 first prize winners that'll receive a Lainey doll and book. And that's one of the things we're doing. And then we're also doing a really neat classroom curriculum that's all free and downloadable from our website. And we worked with the National Wildlife Federation on that. So they also have a really fun campaign. It's called Be Out There, which is really very similar to what we're trying to do with Lainey. It's all about getting families to connect with the outdoors and realize all of the really fun things there are to do outdoors. So the National Wildlife Federation helped us a lot with all of our whole campaign for Lainey.
Wow, that's great. If our listeners wanted to download some of the free materials, where would they go on the internet?
Sure, I'm glad you asked that. All of the information on Lainey is found in one place on our website. So it's actually www.americangirl.com and then /girl of the year. So our whole website is dedicated to the photo contest. That's where you can also get the classroom curriculum materials. There's some games that are Lainey related on there. There's quite a bit of information, so definitely check that out.
Great. Ms. Banos, thank you so much for letting us all know about Lainey. We wish you a great success with your newest doll.
Thank you so much, and I am so happy to be on your podcast. I think it's so great that you guys are doing this. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That was nice of Mrs. Banos to take time to talk with us.
How cool would that be to work for American Girl? Wow!
Yeah, we received a lot of messages from listeners in recent weeks. Let's read a couple, Krista.
Hi, my name is Julia. I love your podcast. I just subscribed 5 minutes ago and listened to 2 of your episodes. I'm getting ready to listen to the rest. My favorite doll is Rebecca, but I don't have her, and Mia is my dog's name. I really hope you get back to me or put my message on your podcast.
Cool. We love Rebecca as well, and how cool that you named your dog Mia. I have a message from Whitley. Hi, Christy, Mia. My name is Whitley, and I am 9 years old. I know my name is different, but the meaning is better. My name means joy, and this email is not just from me. It's also from my sister, Brooke, who is 7. We are homeschooled Christian girls just like you. My favorite doll are Kit and Kaya, and I am getting Kaya for Christmas. Also, I have a just-like-you doll I named Lisa. Brooke's favorites are Julie and Josefina, and she's getting Josefina for Christmas. Before we go, I'd just like to say we have 2 brothers, Noah and Brayden. Noah is 4, and Brayden was 2 weeks yesterday. Love, Whitney, Brooke, Noah, and baby Brayden.
What a beautiful name Whitley has, and how cool that it means joy.
Girls, we want to hear from you. Send us an email at girlalltalk@gmail.com. Please include your first name and what city you live in. We will read some of the emails each show.
And we might just be able to interview. In fact, we talked with a listener this week. Let's hear from Mandy now.
Mandy, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I have a lot of dolls and stuff, and I have a whole drawer full of their clothes.
Cool. What is your favorite doll and why?
It's probably my Samantha doll because I got her from the person who bred my dog.
She is a great doll. What are some of your favorite things to do with your dolls?
Probably play school with them because I just got the school kid yesterday.
That sounds like fun, Mandy. Thank you for joining us on Girl Doll Talk.
Happy New Year!
You too. Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you, Mandy, for joining us this week.
Well, that's all the time we have available for today's show.
Thank you for joining us.
Girl Doll Talk is a production of CNM Entertainment.
Our producer for this show is Andy Kaufman.
Our director of sleeping was Lainey Down to Sleep.
That was a stretch.
I know, we just had to try to get a Lainey one in.
Our Caribbean cruise director is Sandy Beach.
Our manager of apple picking is Macintosh.
Our Chinese flat screen television expert is Sam Sun.
Don't forget, send us an email at girldolltalk@gmail.com. Please include your first name and what city you live in. We will read your email in the next show.
Join us next time when Girl Doll Talk hits the air.
Goodbye!
Yep, earlier this week we talked with Stephanie Spanos, who is the public relations manager. Cool. We love Rebecca as well. And how cool that you named your dog Mia.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Cut. Marker.
Yeah, marker.
Cool, we love Rebecca as well. And how cool that your name, you.
You!
Yeah.
You!
I know.
Wait, Krista, stop. Stop it, stop it.
Okay.
Great. Miss? I'll do that over again.
Let's listen to that interview now.
We're recording still.
Is it? Ooh.
Oh,
that took forever.